of Yeshua, Duna.
A few weeks ago, we all had the Moed Kippur Sura. The Yid of America, somebody most of us never heard of till a few years ago, Zecher didn't know him, was freed from prison. Moed Kippur Simcha, Bali Yid, and Alam Mitgelep, the Tzara, everybody felt it as a private Tzara, the amount of tefillahs that were pulled, Gegossen, Yiddish Geld, to try and free him over there, and having that night, Maariv, in Horidonk. That Maariv was 11 o'clock, and our time was about 20 to 11, they was freed. Mamush to see each person as they came in, those who didn't know about, hadn't heard about the good news yet, and they were told as they walked into the Samedish, people's faces, how they lit up. As Mefreitzach, when another person's released, and Azar Shein Oifen. His daughter said over that she was a teacher in one of the schools over there. A teacher in one of the schools told her that in the middle of lesson, it was an American time middle of lesson when he was released, when he got the clemency, and the teacher came into the class and told the pupils about the Moed Kippur Sura, the Moed Kippur Simcha, and the child said, "I must let my mother know straight away." I said, "Yeah, mother, know when you come home, you'll tell your mother." No, I must tell my mother. Why in such a rush to tell your mother? So the child said, since all those years he's been in prison, my mother hasn't gone to sleep at night with a pillow on her head. Gone to sleep without a cushion. I eat, melepzach, and mitgefreit, and yenes atzara. Chazal state, our geul in the end, vagudosa aletz yisoda. What's vagudosa aletz yisoda? Vagudosa aletz yisrael, when kal yisrael all together, all united, like an aguda, that will be the koyach for us to be able to be redeemed. The shaila is, when this Moed Kippur Sura came out and everybody heard about it and everybody lived it, is that chiyuv, or is one allowed to make a bracha of a birchas hateva meitiv? Some day by me, 2 weeks ago Friday night, a son of somebody whose father is a great Talmud Chacham, one of the leading poskim here in England, and he said that his father, when he heard about the Moed Kippur Sura, he called in this boy who ate by me. He said, "My father called me in and called my mother, and the three of us drank together l'chaim. My father made a bracha, hateva meitiv. B'shem u'malchus, hateva meitiv. As we'll see, it's very debatable whether one can make the bracha or can't make the bracha, and it's something, it's an halacha, which Mr. Shem, but not here, not good to be serious, to know whether it's a bracha one can make or one can't make. Last week, a cousin of mine in Eretz Yisrael, old girl, she was married for, I think, about 6 weeks. She was married for when her marriage didn't last, she got divorced. This was a ma'aseh of about 20 years ago. She belongs to a larger mishpacha. And as the time passed on, all our younger siblings all got married and all came with their mishpachas back to parents and home. And she was the single girl, the single grusha for years and years by herself. She got married, Baruch Hashem, 3 years ago. And even after that, she had a miscarriage of a Baruch Hashem. Last week, she was zeicha to her first child, Eginikin, some first cousin of 41. The simcha that I felt, that we all felt towards it, but can I make a bracha? Is it a bracha of Atala? Can I make a bracha? These are halachos which one a person needs to know. The bracha of Brichas HaTeva Meitiv, the Mishnah brings down. The Mishnah says in brachas, Dal Shmuas Tevis, a person makes a bracha, Baruch HaTeva Meitiv. The Mishnah doesn't say what this basura is, and when one can or can't make this bracha. There's two sorts of brachas. There's a bracha Shechayonu, and there's a bracha HaTeva Meitiv. Shechayonu is a bracha which a person makes if he hears something which is good for him. He got something, but he's the only one who's the recipient of that good HaTova. The Moshe, if a person buys a house, but he's a single person, so he makes Shechayonu because he can't share the simcha with somebody else. If he's married, so he makes HaTeva Meitiv because the simcha is for him and his wife together. Oh, but God, we'll see in a minute about the girl and the boy. Why we only make it on a boy and not on a girl, and make sure we can have big enough community lalocha for this shaila. Eliashiv said when the telephones came out, the mobiles came out a few years ago, so nowadays that's not something which is worth that much money and it's not such a big simcha. But at the time, when it was a big purchase of somebody who bought it, he said, you make Atova Meitiv, because you're very happy with it. And all the people that can get hold of you now, you're much easier accessible. It's Atova, which is not only for you, it's Atova for all the people who want to get hold of you. He held it also, the bracha you make is a Bechas Atova Meitiv. It's a Chiddush, because it's just to get hold of you. They have gotten really nothing from the phone itself. They haven't gotten Atova from the phone. It's a way of being able to, but Rashab held La Locha that you make Atova Meitiv, because people can get hold of you easier. There's a big Chiddush in the Mogen Avraham, something that applies only by Birchas HaTev HaMetiv, not by other brachas. When a person makes Birchas HaTev HaMetiv, he says it should be Mishtachaveh Klape Mizruch. A person has to bow towards Mizruch. When I had my first child in Eretz Yisrael, in Shaar HaTzedek, when a boy was born, HaTev HaMetiv, and I asked the midwife over the nurse if she can tell me which way is Mizruch. She thought I'd fallen off a chvesa. She just had the child, Mizruch, you're going to daven now here in the room, what's going on? I had to make HaTev HaMetiv. I said, shit, I'm not going to wrong, HaTev HaMetiv, you bow, clap in Mizruch. It's a way of expressing, and it's a way of a Bich Sador, Ashad and Kansha, Moedim al Absura also goes together with the Ishtachavo. This bracha of Bich HaTev HaMetiv is brought down in the Gemara that a person says it on a boy. A person doesn't say it when a person has a daughter. The shail is why? Why does one only make the Birchas HaTev HaMetiv on a boy and not for a girl? The Rashbam al HaTorah points out a very interesting thing. He says that if you look at the names, he writes in Parshas Vayetze, when Yaakov Avinu had all his children, so he says, he had Reuven, state and possibly the reason why he called him Reuven, Kira Hashem Bani. Shimon, he says, Kishom Hashem. Levi is Hapam Yilov Ishi. Yehuda, Hapam Moedes Hashem. Dina, it says she had Dina. It doesn't say the reason why the pasuk bechalal. Rashi says that she made a cheshbon that the Bnei Shimon was Don, my sister, and therefore saved her from the embarrassment, and therefore gave me a girl instead. Why doesn't it say in the pasuk the reason behind it? It says the Rashbam, because it was only a girl. It was Moedes Gezachi had a daughter, but it was a girl, not a boy. The expression and the feelings of Akras HaToiv are stronger when a person has a boy, not a girl. So the Torah says Yaakov Avinu's reason behind his name only when he had a boy and not when he had a girl. Bastchilas Simyov Rabbonim is very interesting. Bastchilas Simyov Rabbonim, Shal is why. Masholans over there in Baba Basra, the reason why it's Yofa is because it's not going to be in a machlekis over the Yerusha, because none of the boys are getting davel. When Yashin says that Bastchilas Simyov Rabbonim is because if you have a girl first, then afterwards when it's going to have a few boys, but people won't be as iron horror. Ah, you're not as if you're English. The first one was a girl, Vesimudish, the Cheshman, the Rishit, and Abinagashin in the Gemara. Very interesting, Rabban Leib had his first daughter, had two girls and two boys. When he had his first daughter, he went to the Chaznish and he told the Chaznish, Rabbi Gata Tachta, Chaznish old man, he had a daughter. Past Chila Simon Yofel Abonim. Later on, he had a boy. He had two sons, two daughters. This oldest daughter was Nifta Bechayev a few weeks before he was Nifta. And when he had his boy, so he wasn't sure at the time yet with his father. Survived the war, had been killed in the war, so he couldn't call after his father. So he called his older son Moshe after Nimr Moshe. Nimr Moshe was his Rebbe, his Rosh Hashiva there in Brisk, so he called his older son Moshe. When he had his next son, so he wasn't sure he was going to have any more children, because the Chaznish, he was said as Am Rus Chomim, the Chaznish. Chaznish, when he had his daughter, told him, Bastchila, Simon Yofel, Bonim. Bonim is a Loshen Rabbim. The minimum of Rabbim is two. So I know I'm going to have two boys. Who says I'm going to have more than that? So he called his son, his second son, he called after his father and after Shver. Two names. The second son has two names after his father, Shver, because Chaznish had told him, Bastchila, Simon Yofel, Mekachava. He only had those two sons. He wasn't Zeicher. Then no more Bastchila, Simon Yofel, Bonim. It says in the Gemara, Kapasint in Shulchan Aruch, that if a person has a daughter, then he doesn't say a bracha bechlal, no mention of a bracha. The only mention of a bracha is for a son, a person says Atev HaMetiv. Why does one say Atev HaMetiv? Pardon?
Two names.
Yeah, the Chaznish himself held, you don't call after two names here. The start of Pam Kinesi is called after a few people. You got three names, Siach. There's three names. Somebody asked him once, the Chaznish, everything that your father did was appeal Chaznish. How come you've got two names? They told him, but the time when my father gave me this name, all these three names, he didn't know that the Chaznish held that you can't call after two. So the stipend and every new Sherman, it wasn't at the time you can't call after two. His name's after two. So why does a person only give Bastchila, why does a person only say Atev HaMetiv for a girl, not for a boy? It says a very interesting thing, you know, HaShulchan, the Shulchan Acharav say that when a person has a simcha, Atev HaMetiv is for the ultimate simcha. When a person has a boy, so he's in Gansin B'simcha. When he has a daughter, It could have been a boy. Afshar would have been a bit happier. It would have been a boy. A tova meitiv one only makes when I got them boys. Azay shteit, azay is the passant in the Gemara, and I may be hard to fathom. Of azay shteit, they only make a tova meitiv when a boy, not a girl. Be alocha klez, if a person has hold of the boys and is desperate for a girl, whether he can make a tova meitiv for the boy, or even then he'd rather a girl more than that, and the be alocha remains b'tzochin and naichet himsa. The Mishabura says, but if you have a boy, then really the father is happy, because the father's happy, because he's mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. But the mother, she's not mitzvah on mitzvah Puruvu, she would rather a boy more than a girl. So you haven't got two people that are happy to the ultimate simcha over here. Therefore, you can't make a teva meitiv. Mishabura has a chiddush that he says, shechayonu when you see your child, and that's a machlokes in the poskim about it. For the first time you're going, make a shechayonu.
Okay, usually the girl helps in the house, and the mother takes care of it.
Now ask a question. If a person gepaskin lalocha, they make a teva meitiv for a boy, not for a girl, because when you have a girl, you would have wanted something a bit more. Now, what happens if a person wins the lottery? He wins the second prize, and not the first prize. Doesn't make a teva meitiv because I could have got the first prize. Poshet as yeh, he still makes a teva meitiv. Why? Because it's got nothing to do with me, the first prize. The numbers I had matched the second prize, not the first prize. I could have, would have. I mean, what's got to do with me, the first prize? My mazel was that I only won the second prize. V'chein, if a person has a boy, why'd you make a teva meitiv? You could have had twins. You could have had two boys. So why are you making a teva meitiv? It could have been better. Teretz says, there's no shaykhis. What's the second twin, the second child? The child I got when I got as a boy, as opposed to a girl, this same thing could have been different. Could have been in a better way. Then you don't make a teva meitiv. Now we come to our case over here. The first shaykh. So, if I got a girl, then I would have wanted a boy state lalocha. So, mamele, that same thing, the same one child could have been done in a different nation. So, what's over here when Rabbi Rubashkin was freed? He got a clemency, not a pardon. The difference between a clemency and a pardon is, the clemency is you still remained with a criminal record, but to you, whatever you did, they felt it was the amount you sat was justified. Pardon is shatis tanal, that said, as if it never happened, nekel amafreya. The same thing that he got could have been done in a better way, because he got a clemency, not a pardon. Is that a reason that I can't say I take my mate because of it? If it says la locha that you make on a boy a teva meitiv and a girl you don't say, because the same thing that I got could have been a bit different, is it the same of me? Could have been pardoned by the same president, or avadanish. That's only when I got the girl, and me, the girl and the boy, makes a difference. The way he got out, it could have been in a different way, makes no difference. Clapping me, how it was freed. My ik is that he got out of prison. So l'choria, that reason over there, let's say, isn't enough of reason. They should say a teva meitiv over. No, it's clear that to Tzvadim over here, it could have been done. The same thing, he was freed, but it could have been done in a better way. You only make a teva meitiv if the thing I got was the best. I got a boy, Shaitan Alocha, that's the best thing as opposed to a girl. If I got a clemency as opposed to a pardon, this same thing could have been in a better way. Maybe you don't make a teva meitiv. That's one point. Another point over here, which is more like... it's true, but what I'm thinking on the getting out of the way he was released, it could have been done. There is always, but
he's very happy.
A person has a daughter is also delighted. But nevertheless, there could have been mashu better. Maybe mashu better is a reason not to make. One point. I don't make a teva meitiv if he got out of prison of the whole time. He also doesn't. He makes a gomel. He doesn't make a teva meitiv if there wasn't an extra zach. And now comes another point. What happens? Teva Meitiv for a different reason over here. When you say Teva Meitiv, a very interesting tshuva in Reb Shlomo Zalman, where Reb Shmuel Homana writes to him, he says, Mashiach is going to come in Mitzvah Hashem, how many brachas are we going to make when Mashiach comes? He says, for sure you're going to say Chacham Arozim, because there's going to be 600,000 people over there, you're going to make that bracha. Anytime 600,000 people make Chacham Arozim. Mashiach is for sure going to be, Shen Chazal is going to be like a melech, so he says, Shecholak, Mechvoidoi, Lireyov. It's going to be a chochem. It's all the shailas, tish b'tash kusher. So boys, everything Mashiach is going to be a chochem. So he's zecher going to make shecholak mechochem osili reyof. You're also going to make shechayonu when Mashiach comes, because what will happen about it? Shaila, the answer of Shlomo Zalman was, can you make shecholak Mechvoidoi and Chochmosoi in one bracha together. You're going to have to make those two brachas. Can we say Shechorak, Mechochmosoi, and Mechvoidoi? We have two separate brachas. Kshem Badaman had a printed tshuva in Mechashleim about it, that you have to make it as two separate brachas. But somebody asked, Shmuel Amana, he doesn't understand. Why is it so pashut to you that you're going to make Shechayon and Mashiach comes? Perhaps you're going to have to make a Teva Metiv. We're all happy. You're not the person who's going to be happy. The whole of Klal Yisrael is going to be happy. If everybody's happy, you should make a Teva Metiv. So he writes back, and it's printed in the Maria and Tavshin Amadov, that he wrote back to this person, that the Bealocha says you only make a Teva Metiv if the two people, Beshutvus, have the Simcha. He says in Bealocha, if it rains on my field, and I own the field together with somebody else, I make a Teva Metiv, because I own the field, Beshutvus. If I don't own the field, Beshutvus, I only own the field myself, I don't say Teva Metiv. Asks the Bealocha, but it's raining on your neighbor next door. So you got and your neighbor got. So why not making a Teva Metiv? So he understood the teretz of the Bealocha to mean that when the Bealocha says, because no shutvus, it means that my field, when the rain falls, I'm not gaining b'shutvus, I'm gaining a mind, and he's gaining his field, but I don't have a simcha b'shutvus. It's debatable whether that's what the Bealocha means. Bealocha could mean something else. It means the drop of rain that falls in his field and the drop of rain that falls in my field is a different drop. But he quotes it this way around, that the Bealocha says that you only say a Teva Metiv if two people are b'shutvus having a law. So over here, when he was freed from prison, we're all very happy about it, but we're not shutvus, we don't have any shutvus in that simcha over here. So you can't make a Teva Metiv. Who's a Teva Metiv? You're happy that he's freed, and I'm happy that he's freed, but there's no two people that b'shutvus are happy in this over here. You can't make a Teva Metiv. And that is the main point over here, which... But not enough to make a bracha. Enough for... Yeah. Atom Guru Modam. Yeah, but not enough to be able to make. Not enough. Yaakov Kamenetsky says that it says that the plural of Ish is Anoshim, not Ishim. Because the Klalis role, when they're together and united, is not a few singles. It turns into one big unit together. It's Anoshim, it's a whole new identity, a new form. It's Anoshim, it's not separate people together. It's true, we're all one. But when it comes to Ateva Metiv, Fod, Yenis Simcha, Mai Simcha, it doesn't make it a Shutas Nigga Simcha. And now is the main Nakuda, which is the Gat of Bealocha. Bealocha says that when only says Ateva Metiv, when he asks a question, Bealocha, what happens if you have an Enikel? Can you make Ateva Metiv if you have an Enikel?
A boy.
Can you make a? Says the Bealocha that it says in the Elirab of Hashem Sefer Chassidim, make a Teva Metiv even you have an Enikel. Says the Bealocha, it's true. That's what the rabbi says, and that's what Sefer Chassidim says. But if you look in the Rashba, the Rashba's Mavu and Shuvah's Rashba, which Rabbi Yosef brings down, that you only say Ateva Metiv if you gained a physical hano, not the fact that I'm happy. I must have gained something. So he says when a person has a child, he's gained, because the Gemara says he's got somebody to bury him, he's got somebody to yashin him. That means besides for the enjoyment, become a Zayda. Oh, but a Zayda, what's a Zayda? It's hano. Well, come to Mizrach. He comes to Mizrach. Beistes in the Shibur site, and she comes on Mizrach to live them. She said, I know is that.
Family name
carries on. It's true.
No,
when you person yourself. Only if a person isn't zeicher to children and the enikel stays behind, so the Gemara says that it's like the children still exist. But if a person is zeicher to children, then the enikel doesn't help him in his
career. You don't know if you get that, no.
I know I've gained. I'm very happy about it.
You
know, what, from a child?
That's right. I was going to talk to you again. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know who's going to die.
The pleasure, but the pleasure's for sure there. The pleasure's there, but I haven't gained it. So that's what Mishabu says. Pleasure's not enough to make a Teva Metiv.
You don't know if you gained a lot.
And a child?
You don't have to believe you gained a lot.
And a child? A child, I know for sure I've gained a lot. And nevertheless, you do make a broch on a child. So why by enikel not? Says the Mishabura, because a child can helps the person, he's the Ziyorish at the end of the day, after 120 he's the one who's going to bury him, that's called a physical gain. The Enikel is not considered a physical gain. And he can't make a bracha. So if he comes over here, according to the Bealocha, it's all very nice that Rabashkin was freed from prison, I'm all murdered besimcha about it, but Ateva Metiv, when I haven't got a physical gain from it, the Choyken Ateva Metiv came Rishachim, so I've had him with a frame at the end of the simcha, but that's the end of our bracha. I'm opposing for it. There is this. As if I see them holes, not like the Bealocha. There is who to rely on. His own family got a physical game. Why they got a physical game? They're very happy about it.
He's home with them.
What?
He's home with them.
I got an enikel. The own children at home, maybe it's a physical game, their father to run the home. There's a father to run the home, let's say. Yeah, his children could be, yeah, his father got a child to run the home. Or by somebody else who's moedig besimcha, a brocha lechoy kem reshabim. If a person has a sofik, what to do atev ametev, state, you can do in Birchus HaMozen, Morgan Avraham says, if you mechav an atev ametev in Birchus HaMozen, there's other ways how to do it. Or by Birchus atev ametev is debatable whether one can reach.